You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ and the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I talk about my annual Midway Point, going on for 5 years now, which commemorates the year's best and worst movies so far. Let's start with the best so far. At number 10, Nobody. Bob Odenkirk gets the leading movie role he deserves as a family man who turns out to be some kind of a fighting machine. This is fun from start to finish. Let's hope they make a sequel that expands. Number 9, Coming to America, the sequel to one of Eddie Murphy's most iconic comedies, which survives the 2020s in its own unique and flexible style. Number 8, Together, Together. It's a pregnancy comedy that doesn't feature romance, but actually a wise platonic relationship between Ed Helms as a would-be father and Patty Harrison as his surrogate. Their performances are great, and the movie delivers on their chemistry. Number 7, Street Gang, How We Got to Sesame Street. If you love Sesame Street, and you love the most important messages the show provides, then you need to see how the making of this documentary pays off. This is one of the most important documentaries of the year. Number 6, Raya and the Last Dragon. This is the first Disney princess movie to cut back on the singing and romance tradition since Brave, and turns the main heroine into an action hero. With a whimsical comic relief character like an Awkwafina voice dragon, East Asian culture, and some excellent visuals, this is truly an adventure film. Number 5, The Mitchells vs. the Machines. This animated feature made the wise choice of changing the title from Connected because it makes more sense and provides a sense of nostalgia. Produced by the brilliant Phil Lord and Christopher Miller, it's quite essential for both kids and adults who are either familiar or unfamiliar with social media and technology. Number 4, Judas and the Black Messiah. Daniel Kaluuya is Black Panther Chairman Fred Hampton, while Lakeith Stanfield is the FBI informant who betrayed him. This is a dangerous and profoundly ambitious project about what went down in the 60s and how young Hampton was when he was murdered. See for yourself. Number 3, Luca, another animated film on this list. Disney and Pixar's latest delight is inspired by independent filmmakers and Italian nostalgia, spiked with elements from The Little Mermaid and Call Me By Your Name, and subtracting the romance for a coming-of-age story for both kids and adults. Number 2, A Quiet Place Part 2, the sequel to one of the best horror films of 2018, directed by John Krasinski, which continues to allow the main survivors shushing their way into battling the aliens who have sensitive hearing. This is equally as emotional, thrilling, and provocative as the original. And number 1, the best so far, is In the Heights. Lin-Manuel Miranda's musical makes it on the big and small screens and is so far the best movie of the year and the best musical. I still have 6 months left to find out what the overall best is, but in the meantime, this is thoroughly entertaining with its musical numbers, performances, and themes. And now let's get to the worst so far. Number 10, Vanquished. Seriously, I think Morgan Freeman needs a new agent because this routine action thriller was basically the same crapola we've seen done better before. Number 9, Bad Trip. I love Eric Andre, Laurel Howery, and Tiffany Haddish, but their hidden camera comedy was too mean-spirited and embarrassing for me to laugh at. Number 8, Cosmic Sin. Frank Grillo and Bruce Willis also need to fire their agents because this sci-fi bomb has no point, no payoff, and no inspiration whatsoever. Number 7, Blitz Spirit. The next film version of the play is a dreadful example of bad filmmaking. Dan Stevens, Leslie Mann, Isla Fisher, and Judi Dench, what are all these fine talents doing in this ghoulish disaster? Number 6, F9, the latest Fast and Furious sequel that's already making big bucks with all these big stars and big cars, but the people who wanted to keep going up to Furious 7 should have been behind bars. Number 5, Thunder Force. Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer totally misused the superhero comedy genre with idiotic and gross-out material and relies on almost every cliche in the superhero movie book to save the show. Number 4, Chaos Walking. Tom Holland is among the men who can literally read each other's thoughts, while Daisy Ridley is among the very few women on this planet who can't. This has the same analogy of talking on the phone when people are bugging you. Number 3, Music, directed by Sia, which has brought up some controversy because Maddie Ziegler is portraying an autistic girl, and she doesn't even have the disability. Add some lame performances from Kate Hudson and Leslie Odom Jr. and some very bad music videos, you have yourself a loser. Number 2, and boy is it a number 2, The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, a mean-spirited and noisy sequel of Ryan Reynolds, Samuel L. Jackson, and Salma Hayek back in the roles they created in 2017. Everything about it is impossible to like, and I actually hope F9 destroys it at the box office. And so far, the worst movie of 2021 is The Woman in the Window, based on a popular book and starring Amy Adams in a Rear Window ripoff. She's a pill popper who knows her neighbor has been murdered, but as always, people tell her she's crazy. When it becomes serious, it ends up being tedious. And when it becomes tedious, it ends up being dumb with its dialogue. It just uses dumb dialogue. What can I say? What a depressing Hitchcock ripoff. Well, those are the worst and best films I've seen in 2021 so far. Remember, this is not my overall opinion because we still got 6 months left and you'll see the real deals in December. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.